Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Everybody, welcome to 2025 or 2025, however you want to say it. What is it? Thrive in 2025. And we've got clear back. She's going to help us. She's going to help us set those goals for 2025. And you're all probably sitting there going, oh, Mariska, can you just let my bubbles go down before I even have to think about goal setting? But, you know, Claire connected with me in the break going, come on, Mariska, it's time. You started thinking about your goals. I just rolled my eyes. Claire, welcome back.
Happy New Year. Absolutely wonderful to be back with you. I know it is one of them, roll your eyes, but you can actually make it interesting and exciting.
Come on then, show us how to do that, Claire. You know, you've had a year to convince me. I'm sure I'm not quite convinced yet.
I know.
There'll be people like me going, oh, I don't want a plan. Actually, we do need to do a bit of a plan. And especially, I suppose, thinking about these last couple of years, they've been tough. They had been tough. Let's think about it, but we've survived. But let's thrive. Yeah, let's go in from survive to thrive. What are we going to do, Claire?
Absolutely. And I know every year we get to this time of year, you know, right, we're into a new year. What are we going to do? But I think the most important thing that you need to do is reflect on the achievements of 2024. You don't just clean slate and say, right, new goals. They've got to be the right goals. So I call it a bit like reset my compass. And I think you've got to look at, well, what went well in 2024? And we have all got things that went well. Even if someone says, I've not had a great year, I'm glad I've seen the back of 2024, there will be things that went really well. Make a note of them. Have a think about the last 12 months and write down the things that went well. What achievements, what lessons did you learn? You know, what challenges did you come up against? So the first step towards setting goals is reflect on your achievements and reflect on the positives of 2024.
That's really interesting, actually. It's probably not something I would have thought about doing because I'm, you know, you kind of when I always assume, well, not assume, but you always kind of presume planning is looking forward. But that actually, oh, Claire, you knew you were going to get me on board with this, thing, didn't you? You've tricked me. You have tricked me. But that makes sense to me to think, because you're right. Sometimes when it has been a tough year, you do forget. Actually, some of the really good things, some of your successes that you have, and they can be tiny, can't they? But they're a success.
Absolutely. I love baby steps, the word baby steps. Don't take leaps. It's the tiny little things that you do. And a massive thing that will help, you know, all the listeners out there as well is gratitude. And it's something that is just so easy to practice gratitude. Gratitude will give you the mindset you need to be able to set the right goals. And by gratitude, what do I mean? I mean, I'll go for a walk and I'll have a look at the beautiful view. I'll have a look at the Pahuta Kawa that's blossoming at the minute and it's beautiful. And I'll look at it and think, that is amazing. I'll look at the ocean and the sun and it's sparkling. And I think, wow, that is beautiful. I've got my family over, you know, from Alicante, over from Spain, and that fills my cup. I'm grateful for that. And what can gratitude do for you if you do all them things and look at all the things that you're grateful for? It's great for your mental health. It's great for positive thinking. It's fabulous for resilience. The connection between gratitude and resilience is key. We all come up against challenging times. If we fill our cup with gratitude, we get through them challenges a lot easier because of the gratitude. So before you even think about goals, reflect on the previous year and fill your cup with gratitude. There's such amazing things around us.
I could fill mine with bubbles. No.
Grateful for it. Absolutely.
That's a cup full. Interesting, you know, I do. I love that. And I do that too. And I think sometimes we just forget to look around us and look up, you know, especially if we're feeling a bit low. Even if we go for a walk and try and cheer ourselves up, you know, we forget to look up. And you're right. There's such, here we are on holiday, most of us. And, you know, you'll probably be in some really lovely place, or even if it's just around your home, look up, look at the flowers, just look up what's around you and what you do have around you. And yeah, I do think we forget to do that. Even, you know, sometimes we'll go for a walk, but what do we actually see? Do we take note of what's around us? Yeah. I love that.
You can even, You can use that even at the end of the day as a gratitude journal. You know, you just write. Sometimes we all journal, some have a diary, some just think thoughts in the head. For me, I just write a sentence every night, just one sentence about, and it's about my gratitude. It's what great things have I seen. And sometimes it's just like a friend, or I said hello to three dog walkers and we discussed the breed of the dogs. It's just something. And that honestly does help you sleep, saying one or two great things that have happened in the day, journal it, and then go to sleep, and you will see a difference.
You're losing me now. You're making me write things down each day. You're losing me here, Queer. Come on. You need to get me back on board. I do like the way, you know, it does help you sleep, because often people say if your head's busy, it's hard to sleep. But that's just busy with stuff that you need to do. But here you're saying a bit of gratitude, which I suppose gives you that good feeling as you go to sleep. So even if you're like me, you're not going to write it down. One thing I will do for you, Claire, is I will think about it each night as I go to bed. Just before I go to sleep, I will think about those things I'm grateful for in that day. So I can
absolutely. And one thing as well is, we talk about resolutions. I say, no, don't make resolutions, set intentions. So there's a difference, intentions and not resolutions. And the difference is, setting intentions, you're focusing on the journey and you're focusing on your growth and you're focusing on the baby steps rather than the outcome or specific outcome that you want to achieve. Just go with your intention.
Isn't it interesting when you change a word?
Yep.
Change one word and it brings in a whole new meaning, and maybe it doesn't make it so hard anymore.
That's right. So why don't we say, these are my intentions for 2025, not my resolutions? Because let's face it, 8 out of 10 people fail with the resolutions. They might last till the end of January. You might not even get to the first week of January. Who knows? But intentions are like, even if you go wrong a little bit, doesn't matter. Because it's a journey. That's absolutely fine. I said I weren't going to drink in January. I've just had a glass of wine. That's okay. And just carry on. It's about the journey. And that's the way I always look at a new year. It's my intentions.
And I think that's probably some of the problems with, like, when we used to do resolutions, because we knew we couldn't keep them. And so as soon as we broke it, it was like, oh, well, we've broken it now, you know, rather than thinking, okay, I broke it, but I'm going to start again and move on. But it's too easy to go, oh, no, just this is the way it is. Yeah. So now I can imagine, listeners out there, you know where I am, and I hope the sun's shining where you are at this time of the year. But the weather has been a bit weird at this time of the year, hasn't it? We're having a little sunshine. See, this is me. You've got me on the sunshine. A little sun shower. And wherever you are on the beach around New Zealand, I'm sure there's probably a little bit of something weather going on. But, you know, we're still enjoying it, aren't we? So keeping focus. But you might hear a little bit of rain in the background as we're talking today. Mind you, that's like a fresh start to the new year, isn't it? That little bit of rain that's just coming through, it's not going to last long. It's just going to freshen everything up and fill our water tanks, because we need that. So there's always something good. You're right. There's always something good. That cup is half full. Yeah. So what are we going to do with those intentions? So we're going to think about those intentions. Are we going to write them down?
More than writing things down, it's about the mindset that you're in. So you've, like, you know, you've reflected on the previous year, but then it's about your mindset, because I'm trying to get you in a place now of actually succeeding in these goals. We can all write goals. There's things we want, we can write down, but it's about having the right mindset. And, you know, and it's having the right mindset means that you can come, when you come up against obstacles, you can overcome them obstacles. And I talk about mindset, and growth mindset is really, really important. And I know people think, well, how do I know if I've got a growth mindset or not? What is that? And I always look at it as like above or below the line behaviours. And there's a fabulous free assessment that you could just go onto Google and you can put in Carol Dweck. That's Carol Dweck, free assessment. And you answer some questions. It's a bit like a questionnaire, and then it scores it up for you. And it actually tells you the areas where you've got a growth mindset and some of the areas where you may need a growth mindset. And then this also helps with self-awareness, because you'll go, oh, I thought I was really open in that area. Maybe I'm not. Maybe that's something I need to work on. And it really helps you with that. And this will help you towards your goals, having the right mindset, because if you're not 100% self-aware, which none of us are, there's always aspects, but if you're not, things will happen and people will see you in different ways that you don't see yourself. And that growth mindset really helps. So it's like with goal setting, that's the easy bit. It's having the right mindset. It's having the right reflections on the previous year to be able to move forward to achieve.
And we'll pop that link up on our Facebook page as well, so we can get straight to that. And as you say, just doing something different and becoming a little bit more self-aware. We always, you know, each and every one of us think we're great and we can do that and we can do that. And no, we're not like that. But actually, some, and I think when you do these questionnaires, however, you do have to be a little bit honest, because I think sometimes we think that's what I'd like to be like. I'm not really like that. So you have to be a little bit honest, don't you, when you are, but then you know yourself. You know, but just sometimes those are some of the answers that come out.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's all self-development, and that's, we've got to be honest with ourselves. And there's nobody else. We're not in a classroom environment. There's nobody. We're not being in competition with anybody. This is just us. And it is, be so honest with yourself, because if you are, it is amazing how much better you can be, the best version of you. And these are just some of the strategies and tools that, you know, you're worth development. It's you. We're all amazing. We're worth everything. So why not spend time and a bit of resource around us with the strategies and methods to develop us, ourselves? It's so important that we do that.
Yeah, and knowing yourself. And I've got another colleague, actually, and I know they were, and they'd mentioned this way, oh gosh, it was before Christmas, and it's a course that they're doing that's coming up, and it was about setting boundaries as well, you know. And I think maybe at times, especially when things are tough, we're trying to do everything just to survive. But to actually have that ability to set boundaries and know your boundaries, I think is really, really important, because I think if we don't know those, that's where we burn ourselves out as well, eh?
Absolutely. And that all starts with us. The people that make the best boundaries and are really open to their boundaries are the people that have got a lot of self-esteem and self-worth. And that is something that I know myself personally, Mariska, I've struggled with that myself, and probably getting older has helped that, where I just think I'm repetitive things have happened and I think I don't want that to happen anymore. So what must I do? I need to put a boundary in place. But sometimes that's not easy, because we all seek approval. We all love approval from others. And sometimes boundaries can slip because we want to seek that approval. But or when you put them boundaries in place and you're just open and honest about them and you just say, it's great that I'm going to do that, but I won't be doing this and I won't be doing that. Okay. And that's just saying it in such a positive way, and you actually feel really good, and it does give you more self-esteem. Self-esteem and self-worth obviously ties into the confidence, and is something that I believe a high number of the population struggle with.
I think so too. And I don't know why we've got ourselves in that place, whether we're just all being, for some reason, fighting to survive. I don't know what it is, but I think we've been slipping, isn't it? So maybe it is a time that we started to look at doing some upskilling and being honest with ourselves and knowing, hey, it's okay to get a coach. It's okay to go on these courses, and rather than see them as soft, fluffy stuff, take that for, you know, the worth they are and how they can help you. And rather than thinking, oh, just another fluffy course that I have to go on, changing that mindset, because it's important. Absolutely. Yeah.
I could not agree more. And another thing that I'd add on to the boundaries is about reframing negative thoughts. Why do we always go into the negative of things all the time? And if you can just reframe that, so, you know, you could have, you know, an example of, you know, oh, I'm only exercising one day a week. I'm going to end up putting weight on, and blah, blah, blah. Why not think I'm exercising one day a week. How great is that? That's more than I've done in the previous year. So if I can do one day a week, maybe I can get to do two in a few months. So reframe your thought process and think of the positive aspect of the situation. I always think in any, and I know you've known me a couple of years now, Mariska, I'll always go to the positive. In any situation, I think, right, Claire, this isn't good. There's got to be a positive, and I'll reframe it to find the positive. I don't think we do that enough.
Yeah, and I think also, you know, when somebody is sitting there beside you struggling, it might be a family and a friend, you know, you're sitting there and you're around the barbecue or whatever it is, and they're moaning, and maybe you find that positive for them and go, wow, you know, you've done this. This is, and to give them that boost, because sometimes it is hard to find that positive along all the negative, but you've always got somebody that can, you know, that can do that for you. So if you can be that somebody that you're sitting with this new year, and maybe just find that little positive and give them that boost that they need so they can start turning their mindset around as well. Yeah.
Absolutely. We've always all had that person at some point in our life where you're having a moan and they go, but you did that. And then you do reflect and you think, you know what I did? But I actually did that. And sometimes you need that because obviously our internal thought processes are not good. We overthink. We overthink far too much. And we overthink things that don't even exist. And that goes into like our circle of control. You know, if we can't control it or we can't directly impact the outcome, get it out of your head because you can't control it. So just get rid of it. But we don't. We overthink things that we can't control.
Yeah, and it's interesting, actually. I remember reading a book by the chap that started the D&I Business Network, Ivan Meisner, and he wrote actually a book, and I did a course of his as well, is about who's in your room. And as soon as someone enters your life, they're in your room, and now you've got to figure out what to do with the ones that you don't actually want in your room anymore, but I'm afraid they're there. You know, that then concentrate on those ones that you want in your room and that are there in your room already and the ones that inspire and lift you and you're doing the same for them. So it was quite interesting to think, well, who's in my room? And if once they were in my room, they couldn't get out again, how am I going to manage those ones that I actually don't want in there? And how am I going to stop them invading, you know, my life, my thoughts?
That's right, boundaries. That's where that comes in. Absolutely. So then people, you put boundaries around like, yeah, okay, I realise you're in my room, you're in my life, but that's it. You're in that aspect of my life and that aspect only because they're the boundaries. And please fill yourself with people that make you feel good about yourself, that inspire you, that are really excited about your journey and people that don't criticise you. Honestly, that will really build you up and that helps with the self-esteem, that helps with the self-worth, and that makes you a better person for yourself.
Yeah. Isn't that great? Well, I'm hoping everybody sitting out there listening to this, just, you know, maybe enjoying a bottle of bubbles, a glass of bubbles, maybe, not a bottle of bubbles, or hey, maybe just a glass of water, whatever it is. But I hope it's, you know, you're taking that moment now. So just to make sure I've got it right. So we're reflecting on our successes in 2024, but also maybe some of the challenges and how we overcame them. So taking those learnings and those things that did go well in 2024, bring them back. And then we can start thinking about our intentions for 2025. Write down each night or certainly think about it, those things you are grateful for. Imagine that actually, you know, imagine going with that positiveness to sleep. You know, with what you're grateful for, and make sure you put some boundaries in place. So there's some really key tips. Thanks, Claire. You know, I think that's a really great way to get us started. So again, we'll put Claire's details up there if you want to talk to her about some of that, changing your mindset, how you write those intentions and how you reflect. And just a reminder, everybody, because you probably don't remember from last year when she was here telling us, Claire is from Sunrise Coaching. So if you're sitting there deciding, actually, do you know what? I resonate with what Claire said and I'd like someone to help me. Well, we'll put your details up there and you just get in touch with Claire and, you know, so that you're going to thrive in 2025. So Claire, I think we'll let everybody get back to whatever they're doing Thanks for coming back, and maybe we'll get you back at kind of, you know, in February to remind us of where we, or find out where we actually got to with that. So have a happy new year. Thanks for taking the time to come in, and yeah, let's thrive in 2025.
Thank you, Mariska, and happy new year.
Yep.
And the morning seems so grey, so unlike yesterday.